Welcome to Devotionary and our study of the book of Hebrews, called Better by Far. Today's episode covers Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and is called Help in Time of Need. The author will present Jesus as our great high priest, a righteous representative who understands us because he was one of us. He was fully God, but fully human, and knew what it meant to be tempted, yet without sinning. And now he makes it possible for us to find mercy and grace straight from the throne room of God when we encounter times of need. Read these two short verses as soon as you get the chance. But for now, here's a reminder that you have help in time of need. The life of faith is not an easy one. Following Christ requires commitment and a determination to keep on believing and trusting, even in the midst of the constant and deadly barrage of the enemy. Paul encourages us, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one." Ephesians 6, verse 16. Peter warns us, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Later on in this letter, the author will tell us, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses in the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up." Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3, the New Living Translation. The Christian life requires endurance and perseverance. It demands that we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, not just for our salvation, but for our ongoing sanctification. He is the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. We are to look at his example, how he endured the cross, and how he was tempted in every way, just as we are. Jesus suffered and died because of sin, not his, but ours. He sacrificed his life so we wouldn't have to give up ours. Which is why the author of Hebrews goes on to say, "After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin." Hebrews 4, verse 4. We will never have to die for our sins because Jesus took our place. But we will have to struggle with the presence and reality of indwelling sin. While we live on this earth, we will have to strive to enter that rest. The rest that comes with trusting in the finished work of Christ that includes not only our salvation, but our sanctification and ultimate glorification. We will have to constantly hold firmly to the faith we profess. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Our hope is in Christ, or as Paul puts it in his letter to the Romans, from faith, for faith. Literally, our faith must remain in Christ from the beginning to the end. Paul told the Philippian Christians, "I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Philippians 1, verse 6, the New Living Translation. We have to hold firmly to that fact, even in the face of difficulty and disappointments. And when we find ourselves in need, we are to turn to Jesus, our great high priest. He represents us before God, and he fully understands what we are going through because he has been in our shoes. He is able to empathize with our weaknesses. He was tempted just as we are. He knows what it's like to be under attack and to feel overwhelmed. And he also knows what it's like to not sin, to not give in to the feelings of doubt and despair. He never failed to trust God. He never once failed to obey God. Paul tells us that being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2:8. So when we find ourselves in a difficult spot, we can confidently turn to him as our divine high priest. And we can find the grace and mercy we need to help us in our time of need. When we're struggling, we don't have a high priest who shakes his finger in our face and condemns our weakness. No, we find a sympathetic and empathetic high priest who reminds us that our sins have been paid for and any need for us to try to atone for our own sins has been done away with. The author will expand on this theme in chapter 9. In Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 14, he writes, "But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, that is to say, it's not part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more, then, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" Jesus played a dual role. He acted as the high priest, bringing the atoning sacrifice for man's sins before God the Father. But he also played the part of the sacrificial lamb. He gave his life because it was the only sacrifice that would be acceptable to the Father. He was the unblemished, sinless Son of God, offering his life as a substitute or stand-in for sinful humanity. And as those who have trusted in his substitutionary death on the cross, we can still come before the throne of grace and find mercy, hope, strength, comfort, assurance, and a constant reminder of God's everlasting, never-failing love for us. We will face trials and tribulations in this life. We will encounter difficulties and experience times of doubt and despair. But we have an understanding high priest who knows our weaknesses and has provided the cure for what ails us. As the author put it earlier in his letter, "Therefore it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested." Hebrews 2, verses 17 through 18, the New Living Translation. We have help in time of need. We have a God who understands our weakness and has made compensation for it. We have not been left on our own. We don't have to face the trials of this earth in our own human effort. We can stand firm and hold on to our original confession because our high priest is there to help us.